Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brett Platinum. We're talking Jackson Heights boys basketball. The Cobras 3-3 now on the season. Have played one game since the Christmas break, but I want to go back there, Coach. Before the break, you had strung together three wins, had a tight loss to Horton right before Christmas. Horton's undefeated 8-0, and you played him really well, 52-42, a competitive game. But I guess just what were the biggest takeaways maybe from that game and how that led into the Christmas break for your boys team?
Yeah, I really thought the Horton game was just a high-quality basketball game. Both teams taking care of the basketball really well, not too many turnovers both ways. Both teams doing their best to execute on offense. And at the end of the day, the difference in size, them having a little more size than us, kind of impacted us on our ability to rebound down low. Got a lot of second-chance opportunities in the second half when we started getting a little bit heavy in our legs. Got some putbacks here and there, some extra opportunities, which I really thought was the difference in the game. But I was pleased. Like you said, Horton's a quality basketball team, and we kind of rode some of the things that we did well in the break and then looked at some of the stuff, self-scouting, what we needed to improve on, and tried to focus in on that headed into break. Thought we had a good break with a lot of the guys, and we took a step forward as a team, but took one on the chin last night a little bit, so we got to reassess a little bit more. But the guys we have on our roster, they're competitive enough and they're driven enough that we'll bounce back pretty quickly.
Yeah, you feel Tuesday night, two Valley Falls on the road, 61-45. I know missing a couple guys, and you got a lot of different players and varsity guys, and you're meshing together the team. But how hard has that been, I guess? And just where do you see some progress, and especially with missing some guys like you were the other night, has to make it a bit of a challenge here at this point of the season?
Yeah, the surprise last night, of course, was one of our players wasn't able to go last minute, kind of came down with some sickness late, and so we had to kind of alter the rotations that we go with, and when you alter the rotations, you see some groupings on the floor that normally don't get a lot of practice time together, so we were working through some of that, but credit to Valley Falls as well. They had an excellent game plan coming in. They came in playing really aggressive, really intense defense, and they themselves have got healthier on their end. It's probably been the healthiest they've been all season, and they're playing at the way that Coach Gatzmeier wants them to play, and they're going to be a real threat in the league moving forward. But, the scoreboard doesn't reflect it, but I thought we had a really good third quarter when we made some adjustments coming out of halftime. Saw our offense playing a lot more aggressive and moving the ball with a lot more pace on the offensive end, getting the defense shifted. And then defensively, too, we upped our intensity that after we closed down the lead a little bit, playing at that intensity to try to play catch-up kind of wears your guys down, especially when you're playing a little shorthanded.
Coach, what have you identified as maybe kind of the keys or some things that you spent a little extra time on over the Christmas break that you think is going to elevate this team to where they can be a contender here in the second half of the season?
Offensively, it's just everybody kind of settling into a role, figuring out who on our team does what best, and then exemplifying those traits to a higher degree. We have several guys on the team who can break people down off the dribble, get into the lane, and kick the shooters, and we have several people on the team who can spot up around the perimeter and knock down those shots. But just finding that consistency with those guys, figuring out their roles and doing that to a higher degree. And then the one thing I guess I was disappointed in last night is our competitiveness at the defensive end. Rest of practice this week, we're going to have a heavy focus on defense because, again, credit to Valley Falls, they had a really good game plan, but I thought defensively last night we were lacking in several areas, so we need to sharpen up our collectiveness on defense, our communication, and we need to come with a little more competitive drive on the defensive end to hold teams and make it a little harder on them to score, and I trust that our guys are going to do that moving forward.
Well, a couple home games should help. It's been a while since you've had a home game after the first few of the season. So McLouth and Oskaloosa coming in on Friday and Tuesday. Best of luck in those games, Coach, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Justin.
Brett Platinum, head coach of the Jackson Heights Boys, the Cobra Coaches shows on KNZA, are sponsored by Rob Wareham at Farm Bureau Financial Services, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and by the Netawaka Family Fitness Center.